Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Is Sony buying Paramount?
For April 22nd, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, an almost daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. I apologize for the lack of coverage last week. We had a couple of unexpected surprises at work that prevented me from recording. Coming up, we'll get an update on just how many layoffs we've seen in the video game industry in 2024, and Fallout is really having a moment. According to Bloomberg sources, Sony is looking to acquire Paramount Global. The source further claims that Sony is teaming up with investment bank Apollo Global Management, Inc. to secure the capital necessary to acquire Paramount. The presumed deal has Sony and Apollo Global offering to buy out Paramount's stock and take the company private. Now, this isn't the only deal that Paramount is potentially weighing. Skydance Media, another U.S. media conglomerate, offered to buy out all of Paramount's stock for $5 billion earlier this month. Due to laws regarding acquisitions, Paramount has to consider other deals before finalizing. While it's not certain what Sony's supposed offer is, we can report that Apollo Global made an offer several weeks ago to acquire Paramount for $26 billion. So it'll be interesting to see which media conglomerate cannibalizes the media industry more. Though this does answer one question. I reported several months ago that Paramount was divesting entirely from its video game division. Paramount decided to shutter the video game studio Noggin and laid off 1,000 developers. At the time, it was unclear why Paramount would unceremoniously close a 25-year-old video game studio, but now it makes sense. Paramount closed Noggin to prepare for an acquisition. A month has passed since the last time I covered layoffs in the video game industry, and in that time, 17 studios issued staff cuts, bringing the running total to around 9,500 workers being laid off so far this year. Just 1,500 away from matching the 11,000 in total that were laid off last year. The largest round of layoffs over the last couple of weeks came from Take-Two Interactive. In a recent Securities and Exchange Commission filing, Take-Two outlined their, quote, more robust cost reduction program, which just so happens to include eliminating 5% of their entire workforce and canceling several unannounced projects. By the way, 5% of Take-Two's workforce is around 580 workers. Take-Two told the SEC that this cost reduction program will cost them $200 million, with Take-Two earmarking $140 million in losses due to canceling several projects. $35 million will be going towards severances is, and the last $25 million is going towards office space reduction expenses. Overall, with Take-Two acquiring Gearbox Software last month through 2K Games, layoffs were inevitable. However, I have my doubts that this accounts for the recent round of layoffs at Gearbox, for the sole fact that Take-Two doesn't actually take ownership of Gearbox until the deal finalizes in June. So in the coming months, we will most likely get confirmation on just how many were unfortunately affected at Gearbox. Amazon's Fallout TV show has done so well, it's creating a renaissance around the Fallout games. Concurrent player counts on Steam for Fallout New Vegas 4 and 76 have all skyrocketed last week. Before the Fallout TV show aired, concurrent player counts hovered around 5 to 10,000 per game at any given time. On the 13th, concurrent player counts doubled, and on the 14th, it doubled again. And as of this recording, Fallout New Vegas is consistently pulling around 23,000 players, according to Steam. Fallout 4 is peaking at 85,000 concurrent players each day, and Fallout 76 is seeing a resurgence with 42,000. Hell, even Fallout Shelter, the vault management mobile game, saw a huge uptick in downloads, going from 20,000 in a day to 60,000 in the 24 hours after the Fallout TV show was released. Revenue also saw an equal rise, going from $20,000 a day to $80,000. Overall, this shows that there is great demand for Fallout content. It's sad that we'll have to wait around a year or two for another season of the Fallout TV series, but it's tragic that we'll most likely have to wait until after Elder Scrolls 6 is made before we get another Fallout game. Well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.